Caleb with a height advantage, about 3 or 4 inches height advantage here, but Hill can really get up in the air. Tip is going to be controlled by Mammoth Spring. Braxton Sneed will cross half court on the dribble. Takes it a little bit to the left side, now back to the center of the floor between the circles. Pass off to Matheny. Matheny looking inside. That's going to be a pushing foul on the blocks. Braxton Wall trying to get Vandiver off the block there. Bears with a little bit of a height advantage here with Michaels and Vandiver, the two big men. Sneed has it, trying to go inside, and it's stolen by Vandergriff. Quickly up the floor. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Matheny with a strong rebound. Gives it off to Colton Boddy. Colton now crosses half court on the dribble. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Matheny. Matheny looking inside. They've got Vandiver on the low post and Michaels on the high post. Pass out to Boddy. Colton to the basket. A lot of contact, no call. Fight for the rebound. It's pulled down by number 20, Wall. Back the other way. Hill with the basketball. He'll bring it back out to Rorix. They swing it around the outside. Number 22, Durham. Into Vandergriff. Out to Hill. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound, though, picked up by Rorix up and in. Hudson Rorix, the junior. Again, this is a young team. Looks like one senior in the starting lineup, and that's Hill. The rest of them are sophomores and juniors. And they're ranked fourth in the state, so they're going to be good for a while. Braxton Sneed out to Colton Boddy. Colton drives in, and his pass goes up into the third row. Wow. And Braxton can jump, but I don't think he could get to that. 2-0. Sloan Hendricks with a two-point lead and the basketball. Rorix will bring it up the floor. Hudson on the dribble. Brings it around to Hill. He thought about the three. Back to Rorix. They lob it underneath, going for the alley-oop, and now we're going to have a jump ball, and it'll belong to Sloan Hendricks as Vandergriff reached in and tied up Matheny. So, Rorix will inbound the basketball on the baseline, looking to come in, still looking. Bounced it underneath all alone there, number 20. Well, he wasn't alone, but he had inside position, Wall. Wall also a senior. I said only one senior, it's actually two. Wall and Hill. Quickly up the other way. Bears looking for their first points. Matheny behind the three-point line. He'll bring it over to Colton Boddy on the left side. Going underneath. They give it in to Vandiver, and he'll power it up and in. Gavin Vandiver actually got that ball on the deflection from his teammate. I think they were going the other side of the post, and it bounced off of him right to Vandiver underneath. Pass underneath, back out the hill. Driving in, shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be pulled down by Colton Boddy. Colton now will bring it up the floor. Bears a chance here to tie it up here with a bucket. They trail 4-2, 5:15 left to play first quarter. Braxton Sneed taking his time, gets Matheny on the left wing. Top of the key now to Boddy, over to Sneed. Sneed directing traffic. Looking inside, trying to work it in to Vandiver or Michaels. Back out to Matheny, down to 7 on the shot clock. To Sneed, he's going to fire the jumper, that's no good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Hill. Logan Hill, he'll hand the ball back to Rorix. He's going to fire it up, no good. And going to chase down the loose ball. It's going to go out of bounds as him and Colton Boddy both went flying after the basketball. Good hustle by both players, but it'll be Sloan Hendricks basketball. Touch last by Colton Boddy. And the referee. Inbound ball for Sloan Hendricks. Rorix has it out front. Off the hill. Hill's going to fire the jumper. It's good. Logan Hill knocks down the three, makes it 7-2, a five-point. Sloan Hendricks lead. Bears got to get it across half court here. Taking their time. They got to get across. They do now with Colton Boddy. Back over to Matheny. Matheny looking inside. Gets it to Body on the wing. Colton looking inside. Back out, Matheny for three. It's on the way, it's good. Aiden Matheny with another big three. First one of this game. Makes it a two-point ball game, 7-5. Logan Hill off to Rorix. Around to number 22. Again, that is Durham. Back out. Hill will fire the three. No good. Fight for the rebound to Durham. Durham back to Hill. They play catch with it outside. Now Durham going to fire another three. That ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Colton Boddy. He'll hand off to Braxton Sneed, and the Bears will set up the offense, trying to tie it up again. Trailing 7-5. Off to Matheny. Matheny back out to Boddy. Over to Sneed. Sneed back to Matheny. He faked the three. Drives in. Puts the shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Rorix. And he'll bring the ball up the outside. Rorix can really shoot the basketball. They won't give him a lot of room, or that right there will happen. Rorix from about 30 foot drops in a three. He's got five. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout. 10-5, Sloan Hendricks with the lead, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Bears trailing by five now, 10-5, with 3:05 left to play here in this first quarter. It will be Bear basketball. They'll inbound it. Again, looking at full court pressure. Colton Boddy picks up the dribble. He needs help. Gives it over to Sneed. Sneed looking. Back to Boddy. You got to get it across half court, and the ball goes off the leg of Sloan Hendricks and out of bounds. Boy, they are really getting close to a 10-second call. It's down to 25 on the shot clock, on a 35-second shot clock. Now they'll bring it into the back court and bring it back across again. Braxton Sneed with it. Hands off to Aiden Matheny, over to Colton Boddy. They lob it inside to Vandiver, who powers it up and in again. Gavitt, and he gets it that close. He knows what to do with it. Put it up and in for an easy two. Makes it a three-point game. Hill with it. And this time they're going to guard Rorix as soon as he – well, I say that, and he does it again. He's just inside half court when he's pulling up for that three. And kid can really shoot a basketball. Michaels up to Vandiver. Vandiver fakes the pass inside, now gets it back out to Colton Boddy. 13-7, it's a six-point lead. With the ball, Matheny, he'll fire for three. It's on the way, it's good. And he can really shoot it too. Aiden Matheny now with six. Back to a three-point ball game. Rorix is going to try it again. This time he was challenged. He had Braxton Sneed right in his face. And Caleb Michaels went up and pulled down a strong rebound there on the missed shot. Colton Boddy with a basketball, trying to get free. Gets it out to Michaels, to Matheny. He's going to fire it again. That's in and out, no good. Vandiver had a hand on it, but it's chased down in the corner by Hill. Left-handed pass up the floor, shot on the way is good by number 22, Durham. That could have been a goaltending if he hadn't went in, as Vandiver was up above the rim there trying to block that shot and hit the rim. Colton Boddy with it, gives it off to Matheny. Matheny had it slapped away, stolen by Rorix. Rorix to the basket, puts it up. It was blocked by Colton Boddy. Great defensive play by Colton. Off to Aiden Matheny. Aiden put it up, push it up the floor. Back out to Boddy. 5-point lead, 50 seconds left to play first quarter. Been a good quarter so far. Caleb Michaels to Sneed. Braxton, oh, he was trying to hit Vandiver inside and threw it over his head and out of bounds. And the Bears will set up the defense now. 35 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Logan Hill looks like they're going to dribble the ball out front and run the clock down for the final shot here. Well, there'll be about, looks like, 4 seconds difference here in the shot clock and the game clock. They'll give themselves time for a rebound if the Bears don't box out good. Rorix with the ball, thought about it, gives it off now to Durham. He'll fire for three. That's no good. That's a shot clock violation. There should be more than that on the clock. It says 2.4. Now they'll adjust it to 3.5. And the referee right on top of that. 3.5 on the shot clock. Braxton Sneed across half court, fires the jumper. It's good. Knocks it down at the buzzer. 13-15, your score at the end of one quarter. Sloan Hendricks leading Mammoth Spring. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start this second quarter. It is the Bears trailing by 2, 15-13. The number 4 ranked Sloan Hendricks. It'll be Bear basketball. Rice Nicholson into the game now. He checks in. Colton Boddy will get a breather to start this second quarter. Sneed, who just made a big three there at the end of that first quarter, crosses half court on the dribble. He's guarded by Logan Hill. Backs it back out, trying to get free. Goes around him all the way to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Braxton Sneed with a nice strong move to the basket. Ties the game at 15. Bears really into this right now. Pass back out to Hill. To Durham. Off to Rorix. Rorix drives in. His pass back out. Three-pointer on the way is good by Hill. And Hill turned around and told the crowd to be quiet. He gave him the shush sound or the shush symbol as he put his finger up to his lip. With the basketball, Sneed trying to go to the basket, lost it. Back out, Hill's going to fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound chased down by Matheny. He'll give it to Nicholson. Rice on the dribble, guarded by Durham. Spins into the front court, gives it off to Matheny. Matheny looking for the screen. Goes to Michaels on the wing. Back out to Nicholson. Nicholson on the dribble. Pass off to Matheny. Matheny gets the screen. Looking inside, comes back out. Both teams have went to their benches here. Number 11, Sexton in. As Matheny goes to the basket, and he's going to get called for the travel. Strong move to the basket, but he forgot to dribble. Sloan Hendricks will get the ball back, leading by 3, 18-15. 6:23 to play. Rorix crosses half court, and they pick him up as soon as he does. With a basketball, number 45 also in. That's McCall, Cole McCall. Rorix is going to fire another long three. That's no good. Michaels goes up and pulls down a strong rebound inside. Bears have the ball back. Chance to cut into this three-point lead. Coach Cooper calls out the play. Braxton Sneed on the dribble drive. Holds up. looking for somebody and throws it over the head of Vandiver, who tried to save it back in but couldn't. Trying to force it into Vandiver, and the pass just not there right now. They're going to have to take better care of the basketball against a good team like this. With the basketball, Durham. He'll give it off to Rorix. He'll fire for three. It's good. They left him for just a second, and he's in double figures now with 11. He's hit 3 three-pointers. With the basketball, Snead holds up, gives it off to Matheny. Matheny on the dribble outside. Trying to get around Rorix. Looking for help. Trying to find somebody. Comes out to Nicholson. Rice on the dribble. Holds up. Now he needs help. He'll hand off to Snead. Braxton goes to the basket. Can't get to go. Rebound pulled down by Rorix. Rorix on the dribble. Backs it back out. They still are guarding him all the way out to half court. With a basketball, Durham. 17 on the shot clock. Durham is going to be clothesline. Going to be a foul on Braxton Snead. He reached out as Durham tried to go around and clotheslined him. And that will be an inbound on the sideline. That's just the first foul here of the quarter on the Mammoth Spring Bears. First foul on either team. Durham will bring the ball up the floor. And could have had the same call again. That time they didn't call it. Durham takes it to the basket. And he's going to go to the free throw line. That foul, that time on number, they posted number 34, but it wasn't 34. It's number 35, Aiden Matheny. They're trying to get some moisture off the floor here underneath the basket right now as Durham gets set to go to the free throw line. Durham has 2 points so far. He's going to back off now and now come back up as the referee gets ready to hand him the basketball. At the line, Dallas Durham sets for the first free throw. It's on the way and it's good. 3 points now for Durham. He'll come back to shoot the second free throw. Hill checks back in. And Braxton Wall will sit down. At the line, Durham sets for the second free throw. Couple of dribbles. Ball's in the air, and it is no good. Fight for the rebound, and they're going to say Bear basketball. Vandiver at inside position. I think maybe a little fortunate for Sloan Hendricks. I think the ball was off of Vandiver, but someone hit him as he tried to catch it. So they just called Bear basketball. Matheny looking inside. Gives it off to Michaels. Michaels back out to Matheny. Matheny fakes, goes up, puts a shot in. Aiden with 8 first half points. Makes it a 5-point ball game. Bears on defense now, back in the zone. Playing a 3-2 zone here. They've got Vandiver along with Snead and Michaels, the three big guys out across the front line with Nicholson and Matheny on the back line. Back out, Hill with it, pass underneath. Now back, shot up, no good by McCall. Rebound pulled down by Caleb Michaels. It's a good defense there by the Mammoth Spring Bears. They forced McCall into a tough shot. Rice Nicholson with the basketball. Durham on him. Gets it off to Snead. Braxton puts the shot up and in. Tough shot. Braxton Snead. He's got 7. And the Bears are back to within 3, 22-19. With the basketball, Hill out front. Logan Hill will give it off to Rorix. Back out to Hill. They swing it around to Durham, to Rorix in the corner. 3-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Greyhounds. Durham thought about the three. Didn't get it. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be Bear basketball. Colton Boddy going to check back in. Vandergriff back in for Sloan Hendricks. Bears with the basketball, down three. 2:44 left to play first half. Colton Boddy with the basketball. Off to Michaels, to Braxton Snead. Braxton goes up, a lot of contact, no call. Rebound by Michaels. He'll go back up again and makes the bucket and draws the foul. Bears really hitting the boards hard here. That foul is going to be on number 11, Sexton, his first. And Caleb Michaels will go to the line, a chance to tie it up here with a free throw. Shot is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Vandergriff. So the Bears still down one, 22-21. Sloan Hendricks with the basketball. Rorick's off to Durham. Back to Rorick's. Rorick's in the corner. Colton Boddy on him. Gets it out to Durham. He drives in. The ball slapped away. And they're going to get a foul. A slap on one of the Bears players. I think they're going to get Colton Boddy. Colton Boddy. And Coach Cooper told him good defense. I don't think he thought it was a foul. Rorick's pull-up jumper from about 10 foot. They did run him off the three-point line, but he still made the short one. He's got 13. It's a three-point Sloan Hendricks lead. Braxton Snead with the basketball. He crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it off to Matheny. Matheny in the corner to Snead. Snead over to Michaels. Back to Matheny. Matheny drives in, puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by number 11, Sexton. Hill with the basketball now, Logan Hill. Pass over to Rorick's, back out to Hill. Down to a minute 23 to play in this first half. Vandergriff goes up with it. And Coach Cooper wanting a travel call. Instead, we got a foul called on number 24. That is number 24. I think they put the wrong number on the board. Now, they did say 24 on Vandergriff. First shot is good by Vandergriff. So the foul's on Gavin Vandever, his first. Fourth foul on the Bears. Second one is on the way by Vandergriff. No good. Long rebound out to Snead. 4-point lead, a minute 15 left in this first half. Been a dandy so far. Mammoth Spring Bears playing tough here against the fourth-ranked team in 2A in Arkansas. Matheny has it. Matheny open for three. It's on the way. No good. Braxton Snead with the rebound. Back up and in. Tough rebound and a tough finish there from the senior. Durham trying to push it up the floor. He's cut off. They'll come back out. Hill with it. Hill back over to Durham. Durham to Rorick. Back to Durham. He'll fire for three. That's in and out, no good. And that's got to be over the back on Vandergriff, and it is. Good box out there by Aiden Matheny inside. Bears will inbound. 38 seconds left on the half, 35 on the shot clock. So Bears look like they're going to try to take it down to the final few seconds here. I heard Coach Cooper say last shot's a layup. Out to Colton Boddy. Colton off to Matheny. Down to 20 seconds. Matheny with the basketball. On the dribble, trying to get free. Still trying to get free. Pass it underneath to Snead for two and a foul. Nice play. Braxton Snead cut that baseline, and Aiden Matheny hit him in stride with a little lob pass there. He went up, drew the foul, and made the bucket. Game is tied at 25. That foul on number 11, Sexton, is his second. And Snead can give the Bears the lead with 12 seconds left to play in the half. Braxton at the line, sets for the free throw. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Sloan Hendricks. Rorix with the basketball. They're going to try to keep the ball in his hand if possible here. Durham instead will shoot the three, and that's going to be a foul on the three on Colton Boddy. And he did. He hit him after the shot, knocked him down. His momentum, he went right into him. And that's going to give Durham a trip to the free throw line and three free throws. Bears fought hard to tie it up at 25 and then commit the foul there with 1.7 seconds left. Durham's first free throw is good. Durham's got four. He's got two more free throws coming. Shot is on the way. It's good. Durham with five. He'll get one more. There'll be 1.7 seconds left. Bears' chance maybe here to get off one last shot at the end of the quarter. It'll have to be a long one, though, now as Sloan Hendricks is going to really increase the pressure. Three-quarter court, and Braxton Snead off the glass. So at the end of your first half, your score, 28-25. Sloan Hendricks leads Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School at the half. Good ball game, 28-25, Sloan Hendricks with three free throws there as we ended the half to take the three-point lead. And we'll look at the scoring real quick. First of all, for Sloan Hendricks, they were led by Hudson Rorix. He finished with 13 first-half points. Six for Dallas Durham, six for Logan Hill, and then 1 point for Remington Vandergrift for the 2 points for Braxton Wall. For Mammoth Spring, they were led by Braxton Snead. Braxton with 11 first-half points. 8 for Aiden Matheny, 4 for Gavin Vandiver, and 2 for Caleb Michaels. The Bears fought their way back after trailing by as many as 7 there in that first half, tied it at 25, and then, like I said, three free throws at the end of the half, and it is Sloan Hendricks by 3, 28-25. Again, want to say thank you to a few of our boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball for this season. And they, of course, include Clary Funeral Home and Theron Alton, Forstler's and Theron Ash Flat, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton and Theron Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball. This is the fourth and final game of the evening and probably the best game so far out of the four. The others, so far, Sloan Hendricks trying to make it a clean sweep here. They won the first three games. In the junior girls game earlier, it was Sloan Hendricks winning 36-25. Junior boys, Sloan Hendricks dominant as they win it 51-12. And in that senior girls game, it was Sloan Hendricks with the victory 66-32, the final. So we have about 5 minutes left here in our halftime break. We're going to take a brother break. We'll come back. We'll have more from Mammoth Spring High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favrates, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favrates, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favrates.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Both teams are out of the locker room now and getting a little warmed up and ready to go for this second half. And hopefully it's as good as that first half. An exciting first half of basketball game went back and forth. Not a lot of fouls by either team. Nobody in any real foul trouble other than Colton Sexton has two. Nobody else for either team has more than one foul after the first half of play. So hopefully everybody can stay out on the floor and we can have an exciting finish to this one between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the fourth-ranked Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. Again, remind you, for you Chiefs fans out there, Kansas City Chiefs football comes your way tomorrow afternoon here on K-Country 95. The Chiefs in the AFC divisional round will take on the Houston Texans up at Arrowhead Stadium. Pre-game starts at 2 o'clock. The kickoff just a little after 3. On your home for Chiefs football, K-Country 95. Again, we are just about ready for our second half of play here between Mammoth Spring and Sloan Hendricks. We'll take one more quick break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears and the Greyhounds set to go here for the second half of play. Referees just now making their way back out of the locker room. Well, two of them. The third was already out here. The Greyhounds and Bears are in a huddle right now talking things over before they head back out. Coach Houston Cooper will send his team out. It will be Gavin Vandiver, Caleb Michaels, Braxton Sneed, Aiden Matheny, and Colton Boddy, same five that started. Now Coach Daniel Bates still talking to his team on the far end of the floor. It will be Bears ball here as we start this second half. Still waiting to see who Coach Bates is going to send out. Horn sounds. Referees over there telling them they got to get back out there. It looks like they'll go back to their starters. It'll be Rorax, Hill, Durham, along with number 30, Vandergriff, and number 20, Walt. Actually, I said Bears basketball. It's Sloan Hendricks basketball. Rorax with the basketball out front. He'll give it over on the wing to Hill. Back to Rorax in the corner. They jump out on him. Off the wall, he'll put it up and in for an easy two. Nice start to the second half here for Sloan Hendricks. And now they're going to put some pressure on. Up the floor, Matheny. Goes up with it, puts the shot up, couldn't get it to go, but did draw the foul. Aiden seen the defense coming. Give a little head fake, was able to get a foul called. And he'll go to the free throw line. That foul on Wall was his second. Aiden at the free throw line. Looking for his ninth and tenth point here. He would be the second Bear in double figures. Braxton Sneed leading the way with 11. Aiden makes the first. Second shot on the way is good. 10 points now for Matheny. It's back to a three-point ball game at 30-27. Rorix will bring it up the floor. Gives it off on the wing to Wall. Now back to Rorix in the corner. Same play they run earlier. Underneath. Shot up and in. Vandergriff. He'll get the bucket and the foul. Remington Vandergriff, just a sophomore. So the young team, Hill and Wall, the only two seniors. The rest are juniors and sophomores. At the line, Vandergriff trying to complete a three-point play. By the way, that foul was on Matheny. Missed free throw, and now it's going to go out of bounds, touch last by the Greyhounds. Had to wait to see who they called it on. That was the second foul on Aiden Matheny. Braxton Sneed with the basketball. He'll give it off to Colton Boddy. Colton trying to dribble through traffic, and he's going to be fouled. I believe that they're going to get Durham. And they did for Durham. That's his first. Bears will inbound. And the referee moving them down past the scorer's table. Inbound play. Braxton Sneed will take it in the backcourt. Braxton on the dribble. Crosses half court, picks up his dribble, gives it to Colton Boddy. Colton looking inside, back out to Matheny. Aiden with the basketball to the basket, can't get it to go. Missed the shot, and the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, touch last by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Matheny got what he wanted. He got to the basket. There was a lot of traffic in there. Couldn't get it to go. With two efforts there. Back out to the Greyhounds. Rorix. Pass inside to Wall. Wall puts it up, can't get it to go, and Colton Boddy pulls down the rebound. It's a five-point ball game, 32-27, 6:35 left third quarter. Colton with a basketball out front on the dribble, looks on the wing, back out to Snead. Snead looks for the screen, spins into the lane, puts the shot up on the run, and in. Nice play by Braxton Snead. He's having a nice night, 13 points. Hill with a basketball, goes into the post. Wall pull-up jumper is good. Braxton Wall. Braxton on both ends of the floor. Timeout taken, 34-29. Sloan Hendricks by five. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. 6:03 left to play third quarter. It's a five-point Sloan Hendricks lead. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball. And Mammoth Spring will inbound. Full court pressure. Braxton Snead takes the inbound. Couple of dribbles, gives it over to Colton Boddy. Up the floor now to Michaels. It's off his knee, picked up by Durham. Durham to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. 8 points now for Durham, most of them. Well, another turnover on the Bears, and the pressure's starting to give them some problems here. That's two straight turnovers, and all of a sudden they're down seven, matching the biggest lead of the night. Inbound play. Rorick's will take the ball, and he'll cross half court on the dribble. Hudson Rorick's gets it in the corner. Comes back out. Durham for three. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Wall with the rebound. He turns, gives it off. The shot is blocked, picked up, back up and in by Durham. Durham's in double figures now with 10. And it's a 9-point Sloan Hendricks lead. They can make it a double-digit lead here with a free throw. Bears fought so hard to get back in this, tied it at 25 and then down three at the half, 28-25. And find themselves down by 10 now, 39-29. Got to take care of the basketball. Snead with it. Snead's pass is stolen. Three straight turnovers. Out to Rorick's. To Wall. He goes down the lane. Pull-up jumper's good. Braxton Wall and Dallas Durham really coming alive here in this third quarter. Up the floor. Colton Boddy. He'll get it back to Snead. Snead. Down the lane, pull-up jumpers on the way, no good. Oh, Vandiver almost had a highlight rebound dunk there as he got it off the rim to the basket. Durham puts it up and in. 13 now for Durham, and all of a sudden it's a 14-point lead, 43-29. Almost a turnover, got to get it across half court. Vandiver going up strong, and he's going to be blocked and fouled by Wall. Wall called for the foul, and that's going to send Gavin Vandiver to the line. That's three now on Braxton Wall. Gavin Vandiver with 4 points in the ball game. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. The first one is on the way, and it's good. Gavin's got five. Makes it a 13-point lead at 43-30. Referee stops play to get the players lined up here on the free throw line. And Gavin now will set for the second free throw. Vandiver's free throw is on the way, and it is no good. One out of two makes it a 13-point ball game, 43-30. Bears now really got to buckle down here defensively. They need a stop. Down 13. Wall with it. Off to Rorick. Hudson Rorick's three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound, pulled down and back up and in by Durham. Durham's got 15. Bears with the basketball. Quickly up the floor and another turnover. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout. Coach Cooper calling the timeout for Mammoth Spring. They're down 15, now 45-30. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Turnovers really causing problems here for the Bears in this third quarter. They have turned the ball over several times, which has resulted in Sloan Hendricks pushing this lead out to 15. They led by three at the half. Right now, Bears got to get back under control, take care of the basketball. They need stops and they need points. 45-30. It is Mammoth Spring basketball out of the timeout. Actually, it is not Mammoth Spring basketball because they just turned it over. It is Sloan Hendricks basketball on the far end of the floor where the Bears tried to throw the Hail Mary pass, and it got away from them. With the basketball, Hill, Logan Hill off the Vandergriff. Come back over to Hill. Hill to Vandergriff. They play catch with it. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on number 11. That's Sexton, and that's his third. So Sexton and Wall both have three now. Bears with the basketball. Colton Boddy with it. Colton off to Snead. Snead will cross half court. Pass into the middle, into the corner now. Matheny for three. It's on the way, no good. Long rebound pulled down by Hill. Matheny takes it away, and he's going to be fouled. Logan Hill called for the foul on a nice defensive play by Aiden Matheny. Reached in, made the steal. Aiden with 10 points goes to the line here to shoot a couple. Foul on Hill was just his first. And the referee will hand Matheny the ball as he gets ready to shoot here. It's on the way, and it is no good. Hit the front of the rim, then rolled off the side. Aiden will get one more, trying to make it a 14-point ball game. 3:29 left to play in this third quarter. Second shot is on the way, and it is good. Matheny now with 11. Braxton Snead leads the Bears with 13. Hudson Rorix crosses half court on the dribble, gives it off to Hill. Hill takes it into the corner. Bounce pass into Vandergriff. Underneath, the ball's knocked loose. Shot on the way for Hill, a three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. And we're going to have a travel called on number 11, Sexton. Yeah, the referee pointed the wrong way. He called the travel, and he just pointed the wrong way. He changes that. It will be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball down 14. Inbound play here. Colton Boddy will trigger the ball in on the sideline. Brings it back to Snead. Braxton picks up the dribble, gives it over to Boddy. Colton back over to Snead. Snead got to get across half court. In the corner there to Matheny. Matheny underneath to Michaels for two. Caleb Michaels' second field goal. He's got four. Bears back to within 12. Trying to fight their way back in this. Back outside, Logan Hill, number 24, senior. We'll hand it off to Vandergriff. He spins to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Fight for the ball. It's loose on the floor. And out of bounds, touch last by Gavin Vandiver, and Coach Cooper's up applauding the effort as he dove around trying to get to that ball before they could pick it up and put it back in. Inbound play here for Sloan Hendricks. And fresh 35 on the shot clock. 2:29 on the game clock. And again, they're going to take care of some moisture on the floor. Sloan Hendricks led by as many as 15. The Bears have cut it back to 12 now, trying to get a little closer. Actually led by 16. Bears trying to get a little closer here. They need to stop here defensively. Need to get it down under 10 here as they start this fourth quarter. Down 12 right now. Taking their time here as they clean this moisture up. Remind you, after the game, we will be naming the Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin player of the game. That's coming up immediately following our ball game. And now we'll get back to basketball here as they hand Coach Bates his towel back. Hill will inbound, looking to come in, still looking, brings it in to Durham. Durham out to Rorick's. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound comes out the hill to Durham. Durham drives to the basket, puts it up, and loses it out of bounds. Looked like a lot of contact on that drive to the basket. Bears fortunate. They'll get the ball with 2:17 left third quarter, down 12. Body off to Michaels. Michaels to Matheny. Aiden driving to the basket, puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Vandergriff. Bears will have the basketball in the corner. All the way over in the far corner. Inbound play here. Colton Boddy out to Snead. Braxton Snead spins into the lane, goes up and draws the foul. And I believe they're going to get Vandergriff, and he thought he had a clean block. And there were, he did have a lot of ball up top, but maybe a little bit of contact down low was where the foul was at. So Braxton Snead will go to the free throw line here, trying to cut into this 12-point lead. 45-33, makes the first. Braxton now with 14 points. Oh, step back up here for the second one, and again the referee checking for moisture on the floor. Trying to make sure nobody slips and gets hurt down here. Referee now will hand this ball back to Braxton, and he'll shoot the second free throw, trying to cut it to 10, and does. Snead now with 15, leads the Bears in scoring. Durham will bring the ball up the floor. Dallas Durham, he's guarded by Vandiver out front. To the basket, Durham goes in, puts it up, puts it in. 17 for Dallas Durham, the sophomore, leading the Greyhounds in scoring. And he has really took over here in this second half. At the end of the first half, he had 6 points. He scored 11 here in this third quarter. Durham now steps to the line here, trying to complete a three-point play, and does. That foul, by the way, on Colton Boddy was his third. First Bear to really get in any foul trouble. Colton out as Rice Nicholson checks in. Nicholson will inbound, brings it in to Snead. Braxton back over to Nicholson. Nicholson up the floor. Vandiver. Gavin back over to Snead now in the corner. Snead waits for the defender to fly by. Puts the shot up. That's no good. And McCall rips down the rebound. It's getting a little physical in there. A lot of contact between the players underneath. Things getting a little chippy. 48-35, 13-point Sloan Hendricks lead. Bears had cut it back to 10. Right now, Durham trying to make it more as he shoots the three-pointer. Pass up the floor, Snead with it. Snead is going to be called for the offensive foul. And he knew it. Braxton pushed off with that right arm. Durham went flying backwards. Durham, smallest guy on the floor, but he is a pesky defender. He is all over the place and has really taken over here in this third quarter. 11 of his points here in the third quarter. With the basketball, Rorick's going to pull up from three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Vandergriff. Vandergriff underneath gets it to McCall, who put it up and in. Cole McCall with his first two. And the Bears head the other way. Another steal. Hill will take it to the basket, put it up and in. Logan Hill with 8 points. And right now the Greyhounds starting to pull away. They lead it by 17, 52-35. Bears down to 22 seconds, going to play for the final shot of the quarter. Braxton Sneed with number 22, Duramani. Sneed still holding on the ball, down to 9 seconds. Sneed looks for the screen, dribbled it off his foot, picks it up, and now we're going to get a foul called on Durham. He's not happy about that. Dallas Durham called for the foul. That's the fifth on the team. Actually, on McCall. For McCall, that's his first. So Braxton Steed will go back to the free throw line. Braxton with 15 points. Leads the Bears in scoring. And referee stopping play for something here. Now they'll give Braxton the basketball. With 4.1 seconds left to play third quarter, Braxton Sneed makes the first. He's got 16. Makes it a 16-point lead. Second shot is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by, well, it'd be Bear basketball with 0.7. And again, there was a lot of contact in there between those players. That could have went either way. People pushing and shoving. And referees letting them play underneath. Bears will inbound. It'll have to be a catch and shoot. Sneed, jumper is good. At the buzzer, three-pointer. He did it again. He did it at the end of the first half and does it here at the end of the third and makes the score 52-39. Sloan Hendricks with the lead. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. An exciting end of the quarter there as Braxton Steed made the shot at the buzzer. The second time tonight he's done that. He did one at the end of the first quarter. Now did it again at the end of the third quarter. Makes it a 13-point ball game. Bears still battling here. Colton Boddy dribbles into the front court. He'll give it to Michaels. Michaels to Sneed. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Spins into the lane, and that's going to be a foul called inside. And I believe they're going to get number 45, McCall, pushing on Gavin Vandiver, trying to deny that position. Gavin in there fighting hard, trying to get the block, and McCall fighting hard to keep him off of it. Two big boys there battling it out. Inbound play. They'll lob it in to Sneed. Sneed off to Matheny. Matheny on the dribble, back out to Colton Boddy. Colton. Trying to get free, swings it over to Michaels in the corner. Caleb back out to Matheny. Matheny down the lane, puts it up, puts it in, and draws a foul. Aiden Matheny with 13 now, and he'll go to the line trying to complete a three-point play. Can make it a 10-point ball game. Bears fighting their way back in this one. That foul on number 20, Wall, was his fourth. Shot on the way by Matheny. It's no good. And we're going to get a foul on Gavin Vandiver. Gavin trying to get the rebound. Came over the back. Can't fault the effort. And he gets the foul. For Gavin, that's his fourth. Wow. Didn't realize that. I only had him for two. 7:26 left to play in the ball game. Rorix with the basketball out front. He has cooled off from that first quarter, first half, I should say. Durham has not. Durham drives in, puts the shot up, and makes it. And he's got 20 now. Bears trying to draw the charge. Vandiver stood in, but they didn't get the call. Back out to a 13-point lead. Vandiver pulls up, jumper off the glass is good. Nice play by Gavin Vandiver. He's got seven. Slowly bringing the ball up the floor. Sloan Hendricks in no hurry here. Hudson Rorix gives it off to Dallas Durham. Back out to Rorix. And they're just going to take their time and try to run this clock down. And we're going to get a foul called, I believe, an illegal screen. And Coach Bates is arguing the call, and if that's Walt's fifth. He just fouled out with an illegal screen. Bears will get the ball down 11. Vandergriff in, McCall out. And they continue to talk to Coach Bates, the referee does, over on the sideline. Inbound play here. Braxton Snead will take it from Colton Boddy and bring it up the floor. 6:30 left to play, and it's an 11-point ball game. Bears can get it into single digits here if they could get a bucket. Matheny trying to get free. Takes it down the lane, puts it up on the run. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's chased down and going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Mammoth Spring. And Gavin Vandiver just throwing himself, his body all over the place. Went sliding down the side of the floor. On his knees, and you can tell he's kind of feeling of his knees now. He really put the effort in there but couldn't get to it. Durham with the basketball over to Hill. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Good save by Vandiver all the way up the floor. Michaels, man, give Vandiver credit. He saved it on the end line, threw it all the way down the floor. Michaels outrun everybody to it and shot the layup. Bears are back within single digits here. It's a 9-point ball game. Hill with the basketball, drives in, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Mammoth Spring. Bears trying to get a little closer. 54-45. And we got a stop and play timeout called by Sloan Hendricks. 9-point ball game. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. And good ball game going here. 9-point ball game, 54-45. The Bears down 9. They will have the basketball when we come out of this timeout. Sloan Hendricks calling the timeout. And it's been a good one. We've had good effort from both teams. Braxton Wall just fouled out for Sloan Hendricks. So they're down one starter. But they still have their offensive weapons in there with Dallas Durham with 20 points, 13 for Hudson Rorix, and he has been quiet since that first half. Bears will inbound here, and they'll bring it up the floor. Referee talking right now to Braxton Snead. Well, he's getting him to tuck his shirt in. making sure his shirt's tucked in here as the Bears get ready to inbound. Hill in Snead's face there while he's tucking the shirt in slowly. Now we'll get ready to inbound. They'll bring it in to Matheny. Back to Colton Boddy. Now over to Snead. Braxton on the dribble. Crosses half court. Looking to get free. Holds up. Had it knocked away from behind by Rorix. Bears turn it over again. Hudson Rorix with the basketball. Bears, every time they get a chance to get close, they have a turnover. You got to credit that Sloan Hendricks defense. They come around from behind. Logan Hill with a big three there. He's in double figures now with 11. Back to a 12-point ball game, 57-45. Braxton Snead with the ball out front, trying to get free, spins. Had it knocked away again by Rorix from behind. This time it goes to Matheny. Matheny is then going to miss the shot, and there's going to be a foul on Colton Boddy, and that'll be four now on Colton. So Bears getting in some real foul trouble. Vandiver and Boddy both with four. 4:39 left to play. Sloan Hendricks with a 12-point lead and the ball. Rorix guarded by Matheny. Gives it off to Vandergrift. Vandergrift back over to Rorix. And they're going to want to keep the ball in his hands as much as possible. He goes to the basket, can't get it to go, and the ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Sloan Hendricks. So Bears get the ball back. Again, Vandiver in there battling on the boards. Braxton Snead will get the inbound pass. He'll bring it up the floor. Gives it off now to Colton Boddy at half court. Colton on the dribble. Takes it right side. Hands off to Snead. Snead to Matheny. Matheny fakes the handoff and is going to get called for a charge. Rorix did a good job moving his feet. Guessed right on where Matheny was going. And then made that big grunting sound as he got hit to really call attention to it. And got the foul. And Bear fans not happy, but it looked like he did take the charge right in the chest. Rorix with it on the dribble outside. Pulls up for three. It's on the way. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Gavin Vandiver. Up the floor. Michaels. Michaels goes up strong. Puts it up and in. Caleb Michaels now with 8 points. Bears back to within 10. They just refuse to go away. With the basketball, Hudson Hill outside. Hill looking for a screen, goes baseline. He's cut off, goes inside to Vandergrift, back out to Rorix. They swing it around now to Durham. Durham to the basket, kicks it out. Hill for three, it's good. Now Hill's starting to warm up. He's got 14. He's made the last 2 3-pointers here for the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. Braxton Snead out to Matheny. Aiden on the dribble, drives in, pull-up jumper on the waist, no good. Rebound tapped out by Vandiver, into the hands of Snead. Snead looking for help. Goes inside, or tried to go inside to Michaels, and the ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Bears. 13-point lead down to 2:45. Bears running out of time. They need turnovers from Sloan Hendricks. They need to really pressure the ball. And right now they're setting back in the zone. Durham with the ball. Durham going to drive it down the lane. Wild shot off the glass is good. Durham now with 22 leads all scores. Quickly back the other way, Braxton Snead. Bears underneath to Michaels, and he is shoved by Vandergrift. And Vandergrift turns around like he can't believe it. And he shoved him 3 feet to the right when he tried to go down the baseline. Bears will have it. Colton Boddy will inbound the basketball here, looking to come in, still looking, trying to find somebody to get it into. They throw it up the floor, and it's almost stolen. Picked up, though, by Matheny. Matheny on the dribble, spins to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go, and Vandergrift with the rebound. Almost had it taken away again by Matheny. Chasing the ball all over the floor. Bears are running out of time here. They're down by 15 now, 62-47. Hill directing traffic. gives it to Rorix. Rorix back out the hill. He's going to fire another three. In and out, no good. And Vanderver got hit right on top of the head. He's hurting. Ball comes off to Sexton. He'll put it up and in for his first two. That could just about do it, or should. That's about 17, a 17-point lead now for Sloan Hendricks with a minute 32 to play. Tough shot there by Colton Boddy, his first two of the night. And Sloan Hendricks just going to walk it up the floor in no hurry. They lead by 15. Durham with it. Dallas Durham looks at them. They'll give it now to Rorix. Rorix backdoor pass is stolen by Snead. Picked up by Matheny. Back to Snead. Down to a minute six to play. Braxton with the basketball. Puts up the left-handed shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Colton Boddy with it. He can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Rorix. Hudson Rorix. 50 seconds to play. Looks like the fourth-ranked Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds are going to get out of here with a win. And they're going to call a 10-second call. They didn't get in no hurry to get it across half court. Rorix realized it right at the last second. Tried to step over as quickly as he could on that last count, but got called for it anyway. 45 seconds. Matheny on the dribble. Matheny out to Michaels. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Greyhounds. And that's going to just about do it. There's a second difference in the game clock and the shot clock, and everybody backing off now. And that's probably going to be the last point scored now. Sloan Hendricks might take a last second shot, but I doubt it. Shot clock is like there's a second, little over a second difference. As they continue to run it down, 9 seconds left in the game, 5 on the shot clock. Rorix standing outside. He's just going to let the shot clock go off with 1.8 left. Bears will inbound, and they'll probably do the same. They'll just let the clock go off. 64-49 going to be your final score. The Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds will get the victory over the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. We'll come back to name our Arkansas Farm Bureau agent, Seth Godwin, player of the game. We'll do that in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Hey, welcome back to Mammoth Spring. Our game just finishing up with Sloan Hendricks defeating the Mammoth Spring Bears 64-49. Looking at the scoring in the ball game, Sloan Hendricks with three players in double figures, led by Dallas Durham. He finished with 22, 13 for Hudson.